There are three mitzvahs in Parshas Zachar. One is you have to be Zachar B'Peh. Number two is you have to be Al Tishkach B'Leib. And number three, there's a mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. Those are the three mitzvahs of Amalek. Oh, what's the opinion of Mechias Amalek? There's a chinuch that says a powerful, powerful word on the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. He says the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek is not just a mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. It's coming to teach us a lesson in life. The bad always gets wiped out. The bad people, the bad in the world is going to get mimcha l'nisay. The good, they may have it hard in the beginning, it's going to be good. The bad, they can have nice beginnings. But at the end, as the mitzvah Mechias Amalek is a lesson for life, for everyone. Remember, the bad's going to be wiped out. They're not even going to have a zecher. They're not even going to have a covet. It's going to be one big bizayin. Because you always want to make sure you're on the right side in life, not on the left side. It's going to get wiped out, annihilated, and nimchut l'gam. That's the chinuch shot. The mitzvah of Mechias Amalek is, you have to remember. What are we remembering? We're remembering what we did, what they did to us. That's not the mitzvah. The Rambam says, the mitzvah is to remember to the point that you hate them, that you would want to kill them if you see them. That's the mitzvah. This is not a memorial day. It's not a Holocaust memorial day. We have to remember all the bad things that Edom did to us. No. The idea is that we should hate them to the point that we would want to kill them. There's a story, some sefer was in the mikvah, and the Mali was around this time when they lay in Parshas Amalek, and there was somebody who was tevil in the mikvah next to the Chassam Sefer, and the Chassam Sefer put his hand on his head when he went down and he held him under the water until he died. And he told them to bury him. And they asked him, what's the story? He said, he's an Amaleki. How do you know? He has Chochmas upon him. The Chassam Sefer Ki Yadua knew everyone backwards and forwards. The Sam Sefer found Amaleki. What did he do? He got rid of him on the spot. So Amaleki next to you in the mikvah. Finished. Isn't there a din
milchama? Isn't there a din milchama?
Nope. There's a din you kill Amaleki in Stam. The mitzvah. Yeah. Doesn't have to be a milchama. The point of the story is not you should be careful who you go to the mikvah. Not the point of the story. Yeah. The point of the story is that Sam Sefer had that sinner. He saw Amaleki, Zehu. Grada, there was one other person that had Chochmas upon him. Reb Chaim Volozhin met the Tsar of Russia. He said, he's an Amaleki. As a fee, Reb Chaim Volozhin, Amalek, Bisman Azez, Russia. If to him there was someone, Stalin, that took over, that killed thousands of Yidden, Zichr Amalek. It's the fear of Chaim Volozhin, not based medrash, the Amalekim are the people that have the red flag, they've killed a lot of Yidden, they've been past a lot of red flags in life. Yeah. They're the Amalekim. But they're not the only Amalekim. They're all the Amalekim. As the idea of the mitzvah is to come out and really hate the bad. That's the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. Really to have an aversion to the bad. Now this is very hard because we grew up in America. In America we're supposed to love everyone, right? We're not supposed to hate. This is the world that everyone is wonderful. Even the Mushchasim have rights in America. Even the Bali Averis have rights in America. Even the ones who kill, you're supposed to have rachmanis on them because never their mother abused them when they were children. It's an avoid in life, actually. Just learn to hate the ra, Yisman HaZeh. That's the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, to be ma'arat. No, bad is not good. very important. Yeah. It's very important to hate bad people and bad things. Yeah. We have a lot of Avos Yisrael, and that's beautiful. But Ava has a goal. This place, Yesh Eis Lehov, Yesh Eis Lesnov. You have to know what's wrong. However, there is a very powerful part. It's a Chassidus Shavuot, a Kedushas HaLevi and Avodas Yisrael. But it's also a Litvish Shavuot, Rav Chaskel Levenstein and many other Litvaks. Could be they got it from the Chassidim, I'm not sure. But they say, Vizman HaZeh, after it was Bilbul LaOilam, and we don't know the Amalekim are, unless you have Chochmas upon him, you don't know who the Amalekim are, Vizman HaZeh, how you makayim the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. They say every person has inside of him a little bit of an Amalekim. Because Adam is Murgah from Kol Koicha Sheva Oilam. And Mamela, every person has a little bit of an Arab inside of him, a little bit of Amaleki inside of him. Because now you know why some of them get dressed up as an Arab on Purim. Every human being has a little bit of everything inside of him. Some people get dressed up as bunny rabbits. Every animal is inside of him. Every person, you have everything inside of you. Thus, you have every koyach of Abriya that's inside of you. Your avoide is to be misaken that thing. As what's the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek Bizman HaZeh, it's not only to hate the Amalekim in the world. It's to hate the bad part of yourself. To stop justifying it. Stop saying, I'm a great guy. And, okay, so Hashem understands the bad part. It's time to start saying, I need to fix, I need to grow, I need to work. As what is the nekuda of Amalek? What is their koyach that we have to be moichet from the world? The nekuda of Amalek is that they cannot be machriya themselves to Hashem. They cannot hear Hashem. And that's why during the Holocaust, when they did the terrible things that they did, they always screamed out, where is Hashem to help you? They can't stand Hashem. Rochama is against Hashem. And like Rabbi Chanan says, when anyone makes a war is usually over karka. They want this karka, they want that karka. You're doing something that's dangerous to us as we go to a war. Amalek went and attacked the Yidden. The Yidden were not coming to the karka of Amalek to take it away. The Yidden weren't damaging Amalek. Why is Amalek coming and making a war? They have no reason to make this war. Zogel B'chanan, because the war of Amalek is a war against Hashem. And a war against Hashem, the Yidden are the ones that represent Hashem in the world. They cannot stand Yidden. The anti-Semitism in the world is Amalek. Va'oi Zok Reb Yitzchak Isaac Chava, such a powerful vart. He says, when Yidden hate other Yidden, as Yidden use their koyach of Amalek, of sinis Yehudim, as that's goyim, that there should be sinis of the goyim of Klal Yisrael. As before the Holocaust, there was such fighting. Someone who went through the Holocaust said that he thought after the Holocaust there would never be Yidden fighting against Yidden again. Because we see the Goyim hate us so much. Who do we have in the world besides Yidden? Va'ad ha'yoyim. You have Yidden that are mishuganis, that think the Goyim are better and they hate Yidden. Lo yuman. What would a Goy do to you if he had you alone? Yeah, everyone knows. Yeah. Who do we have besides each other? You say, okay, but he's not perfect. Okay, I'm not perfect either. So what? But he's a Yid. He's a Yiddish and a Shama. That's all we have. Yeah. We fight with each other. I'm more from. He's more modern. I'm more modern. He's more from. We're different. I'm Chassidish. He's Litvish. He's Sfardish. I'm Ashkenaz. Cut it. We're all Yid. Pshuta kimashmoy. This is all we have in the world. But that's the nekud of Amalek, and we see the goydel ha-sinner of the umayis, like the Varsha said, what goes on in the world, they're talking to us min ha-shamayim. We have to fix it. We have to fix our Amalek inside of us. We have to figure similar to what is the Amalek inside of us? Why do they hate Hashem? Why do they hate Yidden? Because it's mitzamsem them. They can't be there. They can't do what they want. Hashem tells them how to live life. Amalek can't stand that. He's a liberal. He's a leftist. He wants to do what he wants to do. Don't tell me what to do. That's the nekud of Amalek. Amalek is nimshut to a kelev. The Gemara in Beis says, kelev ha'azei panim. Grada, how is Amalek born? As Eliphaz married his daughter. As Amalek was the son of a nifladika shidduch, a father married his daughter, from that was Yatza Amalek. It's a Rashi in Chumash. You'll figure out where it is. He's a mamzer. He's a mushchas. He was created from Ashkasa. Yeah. And kachas. That's Amalek. They can't stand that there's Hashem that stands what you're doing is wrong. Because when we have to be Moicha Amalek and have Sinat Amalek, it means we have to start going along with what Hashem has in mind for us. Very important. That's the Nukud of Amalek, the Kfira. As soon as they say, where's Hashem? Amalek comes. Because Amalek is the one, ain't Shmoy Shalem, but ain't Kisei Shalem. They don't want Giluyim that Hashem is Melech. They want to be the Melech. They don't want the shame of Hashem should be in the world. Because that stirs their existence. They want to do what they want to do. And that's the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. To be Moicha, that Bechina that there is in every person. But he wants to be Pirate Oil. As that's the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. It's a Zman HaMisugalukach. Priya Meireris is a Zman. Adim is Chazik together. We're talking to Olam that has done the right thing. They came to Seder every day, day in, day out. That's the right thing to do. Doesn't make a difference if you're having ups or downs. You came, you shtayim, you vaxed, even when it wasn't easy, when it was hard. That's where it comes from. It's a deep down responsibility. I know what's right. I want to do what's right. I have to do what's right. Not only in Storim, in the whole Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, in so many different angles. That's the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. When we erase the Ra Shebetoichenu, Zokrev Yitzchak Isaac Chover, the Ra will be erased in the world. He'll be destroyed. He'll be annihilated. He'll be gone. Hakol be'yadeinu. As the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek is, Ve'ez Hashem Bekarev will be Mekayim et Kipshutai. But the first step of it is being Mekayim et inside ourselves. Let's be mechazik, to try to be better. We all have the yetzer tov and the ra, like the Yerucham said, the or and the choshech sheba adam that everyone has. So let's be mechazik in the sinas al ra, the aves al tov, to be varit miteichenu. And as Hashem, we should be zeicha b'karev. Hashem should get rid of all the ra in the world. Bring the gula, which is gilui hatoy, root gula proteus, gula is the call.